Good morning. It's Friday, August 9th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Richland County Sheriff says the racist and threatening videos made by a former Midlands High School student are shocking and disgusting, but not criminal. South Carolina is one of four states that does not have a hate crime law. Yesterday, Sheriff Leon Lott says that needs to change.
Our state has done a lot. We've suffered a lot. After Emanuel 9, I think we made a lot of progress. But it is an absolute shame that this state does not have a law against hate crime. And if this is not an example of why we should have a state law, I can't imagine anything else that could happen.
Back in July, the Sheriff's Department was notified by Cardinal Newman High School that a 16-year-old male had created videos where he used racist language and shot a box of shoes he pretended was a black male. Days later, when another video of the teen threatening to shoot up the school surfaced, law enforcement was able to arrest the teen. Lott says that's because of a new law.
We charged a 16-year-old with making student threats. This is a new law that went into effect last May 2018. This is a 10-year misdemeanor.
The Sheriff's Department said two students in Richland County have been charged under the new disturbing schools law. Yesterday, Cardinal Newman parents, students, faculty, staff, and community members talked about racism, transparency, and safety during a town hall. The school's principal, Rob Loya, shared immediate and future changes that will take place at the school, including having security guards, installing a security fence, and having a series of diversity and inclusion training and programs for faculty and students. After the meeting, some parents, like Terry Wright, said they appreciate the steps the school is taking, but still have concerns.
I come away from today's meeting with mixed feelings. I believe that there are good intentions, of course, to protect our children. However, I do think that there needs to be increased dialogue with the parents ongoing.
Students return to school August 20th. Records say the South Carolina Department of Mental Health fired at least one worker involved in the suffocation of a patient who died after trying to break a window and being piled on by employees. State Department of Administration records detail the worker's firing and the suspension of four others. The records say an investigation into the January death of 35-year-old William Avant found the suspended workers violated policy, but concluded allegations of abuse weren't substantiated. The workers returned were retroactively suspended for a month and offered pay for other missed work. A multi-million-dollar state-of-the-art detention center set to be ready in the next few weeks is missing a critical ingredient. People. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports.
Pickens County Sheriff Rick Clark says he doesn't have nearly enough staff to open the new county jail on time. The $25 million facility is scheduled to be completed within the next few weeks, but Clark says he's still short 23 detention officers. Clark told Spartanburg's CBS affiliate that the main problem attracting new hires looks to be the salary. He says several potential new hires have decided to forgo Pickens County's $32,000 starting salary for higher salaries in neighboring counties. If he can't find staff, Clark says he might assign deputies to cover the jail, but the State Department of Corrections would have to approve the move first. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.